Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Nicole Battle, who's Executive Director of the Govens Ecumenical Development Corporation, or GEDCO. And Nicole's here this morning to talk to us about the various things that GEDCO is doing to try to help Baltimore and vicinity. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're very busy. And I know that's a good thing because you're doing great stuff out there to help a lot of different folks. And I'm glad you could come. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about GEDCO?
Sure. Govens Ecumenical Development Corporation, GEDCO, is a 27-year-old community-based nonprofit that was started in the Govens neighborhood by seven pastors, one being Reverend Jack Sharp, along the York Road corridor. And at the time, these pastors got together to address a need within their congregations and the community. And at that time, the need was affordable housing for seniors with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So these seven pastors created Epiphany House. They purchased a building. They rehabbed it. Epiphany House is located at 5610 York Road. And that was the first development created by seven pastors in Northeast Baltimore to address the affordable housing need for seniors.
Wow, that's an achievement in and of itself.
I remember that.
That was great.
Yeah, and they were full-time pastors. So it got to the point where from Epiphany House, they also purchased three other homes in the community, later called Ascension Homes, which was group homes for people with mental disabilities,
mm-hmm.
which were really homes for some of those seniors, their children, who they could no longer take care of as they aged. So Ascension Homes still exist, Epiphany House still exists, and this was pretty much in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where these pastors, they were full-time pastors and also part-time real estate developers.
Ah.
And they had expanded from just housing with supportive services to also emergency services with the food pantry CARES, which has since expanded to provide additional services as well. But they were told by some of their funders that they really needed to get a staff person. So in 1991, GEDCO became GEDCO, and in 1992, those pastors hired their first staff person, Julia Robertson, to be the executive director.
Uh-huh.
Julia Pearson, sorry, not Robertson, Pearson.
Ah, so in other words, it really was a ground floor development by a number of pastors responding to a real need in the community.
That is correct, and that's basically what we do for the last 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
All of our activities have really been based and developed upon a need. So currently we provide housing and supportive services for seniors and people who are formerly homeless.
Uh-huh.
As I mentioned with CARES, we provide emergency services and unemployment services to individuals and families in Baltimore. We have four mission lines that include senior services, homeless and supportive services, community services, and real estate development.
Right.
We primarily work in East Baltimore, Northeast Baltimore, and a lot of people know us for Stadium Place, where we're the master developer of that site.
Right.
And there we provide housing and services for seniors who are 62 years and older in an effort to really help them age in community.
That's one of the ex-Memorial Stadium site.
That's
right?
It. That's it.
Yeah, the Orioles used to be there.
And the Colts.
Right. How can someone find out more information about
Sure.
GEDCO?
So we have a website, mm-hmm. www.gedco.org,
mm-hmm.
and they can also call our offices at 410-433-2442.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And it's a great website, too.
It is.
Lots of good information out there. And
it's a work in progress. We're actually also in the process of really updating it so that we are able to answer many more questions than we have in the past.
Good. And your job as executive director is make everything work, right?
I try my best. Fortunately, I have a fabulous, dedicated staff who are, I mean, it's oftentimes they're selfless. Everyone who works at GEDCO wants to work there. They want to help people, which really helps. We're a mission-based organization. You know, we were started by faith organizations. Mm-hmm. We continue. That's the ecumenical, the E, the ecumenical piece in our name. You know, our relationships and our members, we have 55 member organizations. They have expanded from the various churches that were along York Road to now we have synagogues, community organizations, institutes of higher learning, hospitals, a meditative center that actually serve as our partners and help us meet mission. So we have fabulous staff. We have these fabulous partners, volunteers that are just, again, selfless. That also including our board members who have been really supportive of our efforts.
So it's really become interfaith and really community-wide.
It is. It is. And, you know, this is what I often refer to, the house that Jack built.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to
lamented
continue.
Reverend Sharp. Yes.
Yes.
Of Govan's Presbyterian.
That is correct. And they're still major partners with GEDCO as well.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's great to hear that his legacy is so positive, too.
Definitely.
And that folks are continuing it. Could you give us a little introduction to Govan's? You said in Northeast Baltimore, but it's kind of like Central Northeast or...
Yeah, so we're basically... So the Govan's neighborhood where we started was right along the 5200 block of York Road and expanded just a block north of Northern Parkway. Since then, we are now over in the Edner Gardens community with Stadium Place, and we've also expanded our services south of there to North Avenue, where one of our housing communities, Hartford House, is located. So we are serving, you know, zip codes 212, 218, 2103. I mean, it's 21203, sorry. But it's really probably more east of Charles Street
than west. Right. Well, that's, I know that you folks have a lot of partners, too, in the process, right?
Yes. Well, as I mentioned, we have the 55 member organizations, and we believe that we can accomplish more if we partner with people.
Amen.
And so a lot of our real estate development projects that we do are in partnership with for-profits as well as nonprofits. You know, every community we do development or provide services in, we partner with the community. We do not believe in going into a community and inflicting our will, per se.
I mean,
it's really a partnership, and we listen to the community. I believe that's why we were successful in being named the master developer of Stadium Place and also being able to create the communities we have in the Govan's neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what's called a ministry.
Yes, it is a ministry.
Yeah. Could you tell us, please, about, you mentioned CARES, and CARES is a program that has been around, but if anything, it's more needed than ever.
That is true. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, we expanded our services from housing and supportive services for seniors to emergency services. And through GEDCO's programs, we address community ills such as poverty, homelessness, unemployment, hunger, social isolation. And a lot of that is addressed through our CARES program. And CARES is located at 5602 York Road in the basement of St. Mary's Catholic Church. And there we have really just helped various community residents. It's not just focused on seniors or people who are homeless. We were able to help anyone who comes through our doors.
No income.
Usually, though, I'm going to tell you, a majority of the people that GEDCO serves are making below 60% of the area in median income.
Right. So we're talking folks that really need the assistance.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it runs the gamut from, you know, college students to seniors, individuals to families. And I'm happy to say we're able to help as many as we can, but I'm also sad to say that there's so many people that we turn away, and it's really, you know, lack of resources or just a reduction in resources and just the competitiveness it is with the various nonprofits that have developed over the last 5 to 10 years. It's limited resources, lots of demand.
And the needs are so great.
The needs are so great. I mean, you hear about how much better the economy is. We're still seeing a greater need in Baltimore City through our CARES programs. I mean, even Stadium Place, we have over 500 people who are waiting for housing at Stadium Place.
Wow.
Seniors, 62 years and older.
And that's years and years.
It is. You know, it's usually a year and a half to 2 years on our waiting list for Stadium Place.
Wow.
So, you know, the demand is there, supply is low, and we're trying to identify resources so we can continue to develop affordable housing to address that need.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse.
Right, right. I know that you've recently gotten some media about the CARES program regarding helping folks with utilities.
Yeah, so at CARES, we have a partnership with the Fuel Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that partnership really entails is people come to us when they need assistance with keeping their BG&E on or stopping it from being cut off. And so we have been able to, through our partnership with the Fuel Fund, help to disperse money into the community to our residents or to our clients so that they don't have to worry about their utilities being cut off.
Let me ask you, do you have any defined catchment area where you won't? Or you refer folks from another area to an organization in that area?
So it's really just within that the area that I'd mentioned before. I would say as far east as Morgan State University, probably a little bit further east, as far south as North Avenue. We have received requests from people north of, like in Towson, and as far west as maybe Charles Street. And because we have those 55 member organizations, each of our member organizations can provide referrals, which kind of expands the area that
we
can address.
Right, it's a network of networks.
It is a network of networks.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That is, Baltimore has and the area have such needs, but one of the things I'm the most proudest of is the fact that we are a network of networks.
We really are.
People talk to each other. People in different organizations know each other. We refer, and there's no ego involved. If the focus is on who needs the service,
that is very true. And I mean, at this point, you know, times are getting hard. You know, they're hard, and we have to put egos aside.
Amen.
Contrary to what we're seeing in our political lives at this point.
Amen. Amen. Let me ask you, how can folks help?
Well, we are currently we have a campaign now where it's called the Fight Against Poverty.
Uh-huh.
In addition to the employment services and the food pantry that we have at GEDCO, as well as the supportive services we have through our various programs, we're collecting funding so that we can further assist CARES especially.
Mm-hmm.
CARES primarily is staffed by volunteers, and we really depend on donations and grants and in-kind resources. So with our fight against poverty, we provide eviction prevention, as well as we keep our food pantry staffed, computers, resources, and whatever additional items are needed for not only the clients at CARES, but also in our homeless and supportive services programs and senior services.
Great. So you need donations and volunteers. Who should somebody contact?
So for our volunteers and donations, they should reach out to Melanie Cunningham, and she can be reached on 410-433-2442, extension 15. And she would be able to direct whatever anyone's willing to give to the organization, to the various programs that we serve.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Oh.
For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Nicole Battle, who's Executive Director of the Govins Ecumenical Development Corporation, or GEDCO, for being our guest today. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
I will try my best.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.